This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, neon room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout out to our American truckers out there, the men and women doing it coast to coast, border to border, keeping things moving along. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. It's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we have to offer over there. All right, joining us right now, our number two of the program, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
They closed the bar, so everybody went home. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to read the weather statement, turn it over to Kyle, because most everything going on tonight's going on out west. Isolated severe thunderstorms and heavy rain will form along a slow-moving cold front from the Ohio and Tennessee valleys today to southern Texas. Now strong high pressure in the west continues to produce record-breaking heat and elevated fire weather threats. Record-breaking temperatures also are possible across a wide-spreading region from the desert southwest into the northern high plains. And take it away, Kyle.
Well, that's right, Captain. And as we were just going over, we've got a lot of heat out in the west tonight. We've got heat all through Southern California, out in the high desert really mostly right now. Las Vegas, though, a real scorcher on Thursday, going to be upwards of 106 or 107 degrees. So you got to be careful if you're trucking through there on Interstate 15. Western Washington State, eastern Montana, and northern Idaho also seeing heat advisories tonight. Boise, Idaho, also with an excessive heat warning, and that continues as well in northern California, parts of northern Utah, and southern Utah tonight.
Wow. Well, we've got a new area here of unsettled weather, and it's in Missouri coming out of Oklahoma on I-44. It looks like as if we've got some fog tonight, and that's because of the cold front meeting the warm front right there for about the first 50 or 60 miles going up I-44 coming out of Oklahoma into Missouri, and that would include Joplin, that would include Springfield, and take you over a little bit further than that, but be advised that there is fog in that area right now, so that might make traveling a little bit interesting. Now, over in Texas, again, I-10 and I-20, the junctions there where it comes together, of course, we've got a couple of different areas, both south of I-20 and south of I-20, right along I-10, right there in the split. So we've got not only heavy rain, that has come through and flooded, but also some continuing showers, and there's a possibility there could be more severe thunderstorms flare up tonight because you talked about the warm temperatures, Kyle. It is warm right there in that area of Texas tonight. Definitely people are running with their air conditioners in their trucks. A lot of time it used to be nice to run with your windows down at night, but nope, not tonight, not going across Texas. Now, we've got a lot of small stream advisories over around Houston and up and down north and south of Houston up towards Texarkana. They've had a lot of rain in that area. The ground is well saturated, so any additional rain they get immediately floods the area. And then over in southern Louisiana along I-10 and along I-12, we've got some small stream alerts in there as well. Also see some over in Mississippi. Also see some in Alabama. Up in the northeastern corner of Arkansas, going into the Memphis area. And by the way, the bridge still, Kyle, on I-40 is still out and not, they're not going over the I-40 bridge yet.
Well, that's exactly right. And, Captain, just noticed this here. Reuters reporting just under an hour ago, Austin Energy in Austin, Texas, says over 4,000 customers were without power as of late Wednesday as storms moved through that area, severe storms. So at least 4,000, maybe 4,200 customers without power, according to the power company there, according to a recent tweet. So we'll keep our eye on that as well, see what happens as we go through the evening or through the morning.
Yeah, and the conditions are ripe right now in Texas and Oklahoma, folks, for them to have storms in the middle of the night here because you've got the cold versus the warm. And again, that cold front is starting to drift down and dangle its way down into southern Texas, but that'll trip off the storm alert again if indeed anything's going to happen. And I don't see any problems at all over to the east with what we're looking at here either.
No, that's good. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and again, in doing the Truckers Report like this when we start out, the reason we did it to start the hour out right now and get all of this information out there is because of the fact that we do have some changing weather patterns, and I wanted to get that bad weather out there again, because when we have the bad weather, we stop what we're doing reporting the news, and we get that out there for the drivers. So when we come back into the news mode, Mr. Kyle.
That's right.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on a Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. And let's see, Kathy, why don't you give us the phone number so we can go to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mark Walters. Good friend Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. You hear the Monster Cast on many of these same stations Sunday night from 8 to 11, and then, of course, his daily defense program that's on around the country, 4 to 5, during the week. Now, I will tell you this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends over at MyPillow, namely Mike Lindell. I spoke with him again yesterday. Now, I'm going to tell you about a little something here. I can't tell you a lot because I can only go so far with the information, but I have been asked to do a television show starting September the 1st, and I said, yep, I'll do it. Now, the name of the show is going to be The Captain's America. Imagine that. And I'm going to bring Kyle into this. And Kyle, I told you about this earlier, so what did I tell you?
Well, Captain, you were telling me that, first of all, it looks like it's going to be an hour-long program starting September the 1st.
Yep.
It's going to be, I believe, Wednesday nights, I believe, so 9 o'clock.
Yep, on a satellite network.
On a satellite network, that's right. And, folks, the captain's going to be talking to military guests, also to first responders from all around the country to get the pulse of what's going on with them as we go through these times. It's going to be, it sounds very, very exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. It's going to start out as a weekly show, and if it catches on and it can be on more than that, then so be it. But otherwise, it'll be a weekly show. Now, speaking of first responders, we've had three police officers and I want to call it what it is. They got ambushed last night on a call they answered. I believe they were answering a fire alarm call in Wilmington, Delaware, and three officers were shot.
That's right, Captain. What we understand is they were responding to a call, and the call came from ostensibly 25th and Market Streets there in Wilmington, Delaware. When they arrived there, it appears that, again, according to reports that we have so far, a gunman inside a nearby apartment complex opened fire on them. So that begs the question, well, you know, did they make a fake call, obviously, to get the police to respond and then get in their crosshairs? So this is a very, very terrible story. We understand, though, the three officers that were shot, they were taken to an area hospital. At last that we have, they were reported, all three of them, in stable condition, which is good news in this.
Yeah, and our thoughts and prayers go out to them. And by the way, speaking of hospitals, speaking of doctors, we got to get this in there one more time. Here we go. Familiar with the program, that's the music for the Dr. Fauci segment, and little Dr. Fauci is in the news for all the wrong reasons again. Kyle, why is he in the news?
Well, Captain, we're getting these emails that have now come out from the FOIA that I believe came from a Judicial Watch, and we're finding out all kinds of information about what Fauci knew and maybe, you know, when he knew it, basically. But Senator Rand Paul, who was tied up with Fauci many occasions recently in these hearings, is now literally demanding that Dr. Fauci be fired because of these revelations. And I think, Captain, that Senator Paul is going to be really perhaps a linchpin here in whatever happens with Dr. Fauci in terms of his position in the government.
For those of you that tweet, for those of you that use Facebook, for those of you that use Parler or MeWe or whatever, it's hashtag Fire Fauci.
Fire Fauci. Well, again, you know, for what was going on, from what we're understanding at the early part of 2020, when Dr. Fauci was talking with his colleagues or talking with people in China and so forth, we certainly were not given the whole picture of what they thought, what they knew, the apparent origins of this. And the very fact, Captain, that at least according to what we can find out right now, you know, Dr. Fauci appearing to try to de-emphasize, shall we say, the idea that the virus came from a lab and wasn't some naturally occurring transmission in a wet market or in the wild from bat to human. This is a big deal.
Now, we need to talk about former Solicitor General Ken Starr. Remember him?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
He was the Watergate special prosecutor. He's argued that the Equality Act, which is known as H.R. 5, is not only a clear and present danger to the freedom of America's conscience, but also the Biden administration's greatest threat to religious liberty.
Well, that's right. So now what this is going to can do, according to Ken Starr, again, it's going to absolutely eviscerate people's ability to claim religious exemption for certain things and so forth. Or how about this, having access to different restrooms and this kind of stuff, that where it gets pretty practical here in terms of where objections may be. And it really will erode the ability of the church and church members and people of faith to be able to say no to something.
Well, our governor down here, DeSantis, has signed a bill that bars transgender participation from males wanting to be females in sports down here. The NCAA has said, well, we're going to de-sanction your events. We're not going to sanction any of your events. And the governor said, that's okay.
That's okay. Right. Yeah, he said, well, they'll have their own events.
Yeah, sure. And that's great because it's just not fair to the girls. Now, before we go to break, I want to get a couple more things in here. Federal prosecutors have dropped a criminal case against a New York man who was accused of participating in the riot at the U.S. Capitol in what appears to be the first such move by the Justice Department to its sprawling January 6th prosecution. So they're starting to pick and choose who they're going to prosecute.
Well, right, and I think that's probably part of the normal course of how they're going to weed this kind of stuff out. And they're obviously going to go with what they feel their strongest cases are. But I think, Captain, the American people are very interested in making sure that anybody who was doing things that were illegal or inciting and so forth, we need to know who they were and who their connections are, you know, who they're connected to, basically, because that will be eye-opening in and of itself.
Yeah, and again, we have no idea where any of this is going to go. We're just going to sit back and watch it like anybody else. By the way, the Hall of Fame horse trader, Mr. Baffert, has gotten a 2-year suspension for the Kentucky Derby drug drama, and apparently his horse is going to be undeclared, or not going to be the winner of the Kentucky Derby, because they did a second test, and they found out that this drug that they were talking, this banned substance, was in the horse.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And Baffert's, evidently, his horses over time have failed drug tests some 31 times. And they had a sort of a story the other day, right, about how this substance could have gotten into the horse because they used a cream and this kind of thing. But it all starts to add up, and this is, I think, why they're making these decisions.
Yeah, now, I got a comment here from, Lenny, and Lenny is in Cleveland. Lenny's saying, Captain, do you think that the Russians are testing Biden and the United States with their cyber attacks? Well, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, it's always, it's kind of like a cliche thing. Well, you know, every new president gets a big test, and I think that's essentially true, but in this case, we're seeing this being done in the cyber world, basically, in the world of computers.
Well, they did it to Trump, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And they got a totally different response.
Well, that's right. And again, see, I think that's the big difference right now. We're seeing these things happening in very quick succession in terms of the kinds of attacks we're getting,
yep,
and the severity of them, and Lord only knows what they think they can do next.
They had sanctions thrown against them right away, and all that sort of stuff, and military responses where we steam warships into the area near where they were at and all that stuff, and then it stopped. They stopped doing it.
Well, right. Exactly. And of course, the idea of overwhelming an administration with these kinds of problems, dealing with the Middle East, which is on fire because of the administration's many of their decisions. We've got the border crisis ongoing. They're looking for any kind of weakness that they can exploit. And this is a real national security issue. It does go beyond politics. And it's our hope that that this president will do something in order to turn this back the other way.
Yeah, and I just had somebody say to me, do you think Bibi Netanyahu can work his way out of this latest mess in Israel? And no, I don't, because of the fact that a group of political parties have banded together, and they've got a very shaky coalition, but nonetheless, they've got the numbers to put a government together and retire Benjamin Netanyahu for a while anyway.
They do.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we ponder along through the evening. By the way, when we come on back, the Biden administration inherited the most secure border in history. What do we got now? What's going on now? Donald Trump sounded in yesterday, and boy, did he let him have it.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A coalition of opposition parties to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced they've reached a deal to form a new government. The deal, coming minutes ahead of a Wednesday deadline, will likely see Netanyahu's 12-year term in power ended. Former Defense Minister Naftali Bennett and centrist lawmaker Yair Lapid announced the coalition, which will have to be approved by the Israeli parliament. Under the plan, the two men will split a 4-year term as prime minister. And the FBI says the cyber attack on one of the largest meat suppliers in the country came from a hacker group with links to Russia. In a statement Wednesday, the Bureau attributed the ransomware attack on JBS USA to R-Evil and Sodino Kivi, two groups allegedly operating out of Russia. The attack halted production at the company's facilities on Tuesday before they were able to restore most operations on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCN Live.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, for doing that for us. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over at Geico Insurance. Now, I am a client, a customer of Geico Insurance, have been for about 18 years. And I would go nowhere else but there. Because of the fact that they not only saved me money, number one, but knock on wood, because I'm a safe driver, I get 10% on a discount every year on my car insurance, which is very important because it keeps my insurance premiums low. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. Now, you can go to the website, Geico, GEICO.com, and click on the website. You'll be prompted by one of those little helper assistants that will ask you what they can do for you. Tell them you'd like a price quote on the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle. Maybe you got an ATV, a boat, or an RV. And they'll do just that for you. They'll ask you for your zip code. They'll go from there. And then, get this. If you want to get a quote on your homeowners or renters or condos insurance, you bundle all that together and you save yourself a boatload of money by bundling it. That's the way it works. So the website is Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com. Go over there, check them out, and see what they can do to save you money. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Donald Trump chimed in yesterday, and he said the Biden administration inherited the most secure border in history, and they turned it into the greatest border disaster in history. I think we can all agree to that, right?
Yeah, 100%.
He also said our border was now run by cartels, criminals, and coyotes. I believe we can agree to that too, right?
That's right.
So, what's the solution?
Well, the solution is, well, number one, we have to have a different administration, basically.
Waiting for that.
That's right, and that's number one, but that's often 2024 when the next election comes around. But in the meantime, though, Captain, if there could be a critical mass of public opinion, maybe, just maybe, they would have no choice but to try to turn some of this off. I don't think they will, only because what's happening at the border serves the purpose right now of the Democrat Party elite, and that is to create chaos, to create destabilization,
right,
and to be able to try to vilify anybody who would speak out against, you know, just unfettered, constant illegal immigration. As soon as you say, hey, maybe illegal immigration into the country at these kinds of rates, well, at any rate, obviously, but this overwhelming rate, maybe that's a bad idea. Well, then you're instantly a racist. They'll call you that because they want to, again, continue their own agenda.
Yeah, and we're not preaching revolution or anything violent. That's not where my mind even goes. But I am telling people that right now, this year, 2021, perfect year to do it, you get involved. You get involved. You get out there. You vet your candidates, especially for the school board. It's got to be the number one choice this year. Anybody running for school board, try to get the people out of there that came up with this ridiculous 1619 stuff and anything else that's not working for educating the students. Get them the hell out. Put the people in there that will do the job that we, the people, want done and go from there. Also do it with your city councils, your town councils, and maybe your county legislators, too, and even some of your state positions. But there's only like three or four special elections this year. Actually, I think it's three left for Congress, and it looks like as if it's going to be like two Republican, one Democrat. So Nancy will be down to five for her majority in the House of Representatives. Now, speaking of which, got to talk about AOC. AOC is in the Congress, right? House of Representatives?
Mm-hmm.
Why is she demanding and calling for the U.S. Senate to abolish the filibuster amidst the voting rights showdown? Why is she doing that when she's a congresswoman and has nothing to do with the Senate? Are her eyes looking at Charlie Schumer's seat, maybe?
Maybe. But at the same time, I think they're just trying to rally the forces, basically. You know, they're trying to come out and create a kind of critical mass against something like that. Because, you know, they really can't get it any other way other than trying to really force the issue, because it's not going to simply be voted in with 60 votes at some point in the Senate anytime soon.
Yeah, well, let's go over to the phone lines, and we've got Mary in the line. Okay there, Mary, what's on your mind?
Hi, good morning. Did you mention that school, private school in New York called Dalton, for $50,000 a year? They're teaching first graders in their sex education some skills that more than likely should be taught by parents or religion, really, but that's what they're teaching.
Talked about it last Friday when I first heard about it.
Yes. School board, very important. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's how you solve it right there.
Well, exactly, and that's because you have a real changing sort of attitudes, shall we say, about what teachers or the school system needs to be talking to our kids about, and that's because even in some conservative places, you may still find people who say, well, you know, we got to start early, we got to really go for this, and that's not what parents want.
Now, the Health and Human Services federal agency said it will not shut down the child migrant facilities in Texas despite Governor Abbott's order to do so because they've done such a paltry job of doing what they're doing there.
Right. Well, of course. And, you know, again, this is going to become a real, I don't want to say showdown, as it were, but there's definitely going to be a testing of federal power versus state power in all of this.
Now, also, the annual Fortune 500 list is out, which all that does is it tells us about some of the big companies that are out there and the moves that they're making. But what was of interest this year was 41 companies on the list are now run by women, an all-time high.
Well, that's amazing. That's great. There's so many good women business people out there, women entrepreneurs. And so, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. This is the land of opportunity. This is what it should be like. It should
land
be
of opportunity. Oh, never mind. It's a song that went that way, right?
Well, exactly. But what I think, too, is that especially in the business world, people want others to succeed with quality products, quality businesses, quality services, and that's the currency in American business, is whether or not you can build a better mousetrap or do the job better. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and somebody asked me about the border policy, what I thought the border policy was like with Biden. Oh, how would I describe it? One word, chaos.
Chaos. You're absolutely right.
That's what they wanted to do, create chaos.
Yeah, exactly, mm-hmm. Because it's just so haphazard and weird,
Now, you're a sports fan, right?
Sure.
And I go back to the days of Jim Boeheim when he first started in as a coach, and one of the people that was a good friend of him that worked as an assistant under him was Coach K from Duke. Remember him?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well,
yeah.
Coach K says that at the end of this season, 2021-2022, he is going to retire.
That's right. Well, Captain, after so many seasons since 1980 of the Blue Devils. He's 74 years old, but he says he's getting ready to retire here. So that's quite a history.
Well, Jim Boeheim's older than that. He's still coaching, and I think he's got the winningest record of all the college coaches in basketball. I think he still
mm-hmm.
does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So because he and Coach K were going back and forth with each other the last few years.
Yes. Well, if you take his time at Army as well, he's got like 1,170 career victories.
Yeah, and of course the Olympics.
That's right.
He coached in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And one of his assistant coaches was who? Well, it happened to be Jim Boeheim.
Oh, really? Okay, very cool.
Yeah, they're very good friends, and that's very good to hear that. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I want to say hello to Felix. Congratulations and welcome to the Captain's America Army, and Chris, congratulations to you, too. You're in like Flynn, and we got two new members of the Captain's Army right now.
Very cool. Welcome aboard.
Yep, welcome aboard is right. So now you're free to get in the chat room and say a few words and introduce yourself. All right, well, we're getting ready to take our break here, and the music will be coming up there. But as I mentioned, the reason that we changed things at the beginning of the hour was simply because we've got some weather systems out there, and we've got these storms that are rumbling across. And as you mentioned, Kyle, the power is out where? In Austin?
Austin, Texas. 4,000 customers.
Yeah, and that's because of the storm that went roaring through there. And we still do have some storms that are out there in West Texas, and they're moving to the east. So we'll tell you about them when we come back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and it's Donna Fiducia up there, Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us. And they happen to be, she and her husband Don, have a horse ranch called Double D Ranch, and they have horses that they stay there, as well as they will teach you how to ride. If you want to do the competitive thing in English or Western, they can do that for you too. And check them out. They're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia, and a big hoo-ha out there to all the guys and gals in Fort Benning. All right, well, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Go on in there, tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. And here we go from 1957. All it's got to do is play. Here we go.
Rattling my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will. What a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was fine. You came along and wooed me, honey. I've changed my mind. This world's fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kiss the face.
love the show. You're funny, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're my little dance and I put on my thumb. I'm the old man, but the show is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire.
Great balls of fire. And I'll tell you what, that's when Jerry Lee Lewis was young. He still had the blonde hair at that time there, Kyle. And boy, did he have an attitude.
Oh, he really did. I mean, I think that's why they call him the killer, I think. And that was on Sun Records. Of course, that also Elvis was on Sun Records
out of Memphis
way back in the day. Yeah. And to be able to play the piano like that and do what he did and do it and the way he could do it well, it's easier than it, I mean, it's harder than it looks, I should say.
Yeah, well, yeah. We'll get it started here. Isolated severe thunderstorms and heavy rain will form along a slow-moving cold front from the Ohio and Tennessee valleys on down to southern Texas. And, yep, there's thunderstorms bouncing around Texas tonight. Strong high pressure in the west continues to produce record-breaking heat and elevated fire weather threats, and record high temperatures are possible across a wide spanning region from the desert southwest into the northern high plains. Take it away, Kyle.
Well, Captain, tonight we're looking at heat advisories. This starting in northern Montana, starting around Butte and north of Helena, encompassing Missoula, on over to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Spokane, Washington, all through eastern Washington State, down through central Oregon, Boise, Idaho, excessive heat warning there as well. Northern California, excessive heat warning. The word is heat. It's also happening in Southern California, mostly the high desert as you travel out Interstate 15 towards Las Vegas. Las Vegas, Nevada, maybe we'll see 106 to 107 degrees on Thursday. Also, St. George, southern Utah, Salt Lake City will also see about a high of about 95 on Thursday. So wherever you're traveling out west, it's going to be warm.
All right. Well, we do have some thunderstorms on the ground in Texas tonight. Going to tell you what's going on, where they're at. If you're traveling along I-10 or I-20, east of the junction, coming out towards Fort Stockton and over towards Odessa and up towards Big Spring and San Angelo in that area, you've got heavy rain, some thunderstorms there bouncing around. You've also got flash flood watches, flash flood warnings, and be advised that some of those roads and whatnot in there could get a little bit slippery, a little bit tricky tonight. And turn around, don't drown, don't go driving through streams that come across the highway. You could get a big old surprise. Now, taking a look at some fog that we got out there tonight, we did have fog just merely along I-44 in Missouri, going towards Joplin and over towards Springfield. But that fog has increased in size right now to where it's up into the northeastern corner of Oklahoma, to include I-40, over into Fayetteville, Arkansas, and the northwestern corner of Arkansas tonight, where we do have some fog, as well as the southeastern corner of Kansas tonight. So be advised, if you're going through there, you're going to have fog. Now, in addition, we have fog and rain both over in North Carolina right now, along I-95 running from the South Carolina line all the way up to the Virginia line tonight. So be advised, you'll have a little mixture of both rain and fog over there. So be advised, be careful and watch your speed over on I-95. A lot of crazy things happen on 95 when it gets wet at night, Kyle.
Yes, exactly right. And you mentioned about Texas earlier, Captain. According to Austin Energy, they said they're dealing with a lot of trees that have been brought down and electricity meters ripped out of the ground by high winds.
Yeah, they think that they have a tornado went through there, but they're not confirming it yet. Okay, give us how we can hear you, please, sir.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him and what he does for the program. Now, joining us right now, we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, I'm having a lot of fun tonight with this little version of something here, because we have what we call the Little Dr. Fauci Report, and it sounds like this. It'll play. Here it goes. All righty. Little Dr. Fauci is up to his eyeballs on alligators and in big time trouble right now, is he not?
I would say he is. And I think we need to give a huge hat tip to Jason Leopold for his FOIA request and gaining these emails. I've been following Jason Leopold for quite some time. He is the top FOIA request filer in government. And so he, this is the result of what has been released. I would say that putting some things in context here, we have some very, very different questions to be asking now of all things National Institute of Health, Dr. Fauci, and the money that we have been paying to Wuhan, and at least of it, which is why. So for the word to be used that looks like it's an engineered virus is, I think, where we should be focusing on all of this. And you got to start with some basis of a virus, which really comes from the SARS, and then the lab engineered it from there. So they're going to not only confront Fauci, but this will put a new look on Chinese Communist Party.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I say, for this to say it was a lab, quote, leak, I think is still wrong. I think the word leak is giving China a pass on this. It needs to be released.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
Important.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Plenty to talk about today, including something else happened in Iran. Hello, Israel. Were they in on it? We'll let you know.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.